That's Separation. This is from Colorfinger's latest release entitled Great Stuff. It's called Deep in the Heart of the Beast of the Sun. And here they are live to talk to you. Go ahead and introduce. This is Colorfinger, the band, and I guess they're all set up to talk.
Hi, I'm Art. I play guitar and sing.
I'm Carl, and I play the guitar, and I also sing.
Okay.
I'm Eric, and I'm short.
What do you do when you're short?
He would like to sing.
I wear my shorts when
While
I'm short.
He's being short.
Okay. I play drums.
Plays a drum.
I flex.
There he goes. Short drums.
Can't see right now, but I'm busting out with muscles.
Such a deal.
Neck.
And over there in the corner, looking handsome
yeah,
and shy.
And very nice.
I'm Andy. I'm the new bass player.
The new guy. Okay, yeah. And here is Colorfinger and
Sucker. Everybody's talking about the new.
Okay, so if people want to see Colorfinger, where should they go?
Well, we're playing tonight, Wednesday night, at a place called Last Day Saloon in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Then we're playing down in San Jose next week.
Okay, next Wednesday?
Yeah. Oh, the week after next, right?
Okay.
The week after next on the 9th of October.
Okay.
And we're playing with the Frontier Wives, South Bay Faves, and we're playing FX on Wednesday night. And we're playing our big headlining gig at the I-Beam with Overwhelming Color Faster now on Relativity. They just got produced an album by Butch Vig, same guy who did the new Nirvana record. It's going to be rockin' show. Also with Big Medicine Head out of Santa Cruz. And that's Friday the 11th.
All right, October 11th.
At the I-Beam.
At the I-Beam.
The theme is fabulous.
Fantastic. It's pretty exciting.
Then we're going on tour.
On tour all
Again.
Over America.
And fourth time.
And go ahead and any other gigs there? Let's see.
Yeah, well, at the end of the tour, we're very proud that we've been invited up to the Northwest to open a couple of dates for Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh,
and that's going to be fun. And a Thin White Rope. So we're going to have fun up there. And that's going to end our tour, and we're going to probably stay up there and be hippies. Not.
Groovy.
Sounds good to me, Art, dude.
Cool, Eric, dude.
Loggers, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Break out the pot, Eric.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Pottery. Yeah, for anybody.
Pottery.
Okay, so for your suggested topics, you wanted to mention something about your tour, Midget Tossing and Jagermeister.
Midget Tossing, basically, we throw Eric around.
Right.
Well, Jagermeister, none of us condone or do drugs, but some of the members of the band do drink, and they have been known to, at times, break out a bottle of Jagermeister before a gig,
uh-huh.
And it lends itself to some very interesting renditions of our music, to say the least.
Is it inspirational or
it's
detrimental?
Pretty just... Perspiration.
Perspiration. Degenerative. Yeah.
Hallucinogenic.
That's, that's a weird thing.
Tequila works very well, too.
Yeah.
I just... That sort of
you gotta. I drink those Sharps beers. You got to cut me off after
keep
about 20
edge.
Of them.
That's true. He's quarter-foot. He says that throughout the gig. And so how do you guys all know each other?
I knew Carl from L.A. I was doing a solo album, and it turned into a band. He came up and helped me out. A guy named Buzz Rico, who's the original bass player, who's not here anymore. He played on the album, and we played with the drummer, a big fat friend of mine from L.A. called Keith Owings. Eric and Keith just kept getting fatter and growing more of a beard.
I was left on Art's doorstep one day.
And I found Eric on my doorstep one day.
With a pair of drumsticks in my hand.
Blue ribbon.
With a note from the methadone clinic.
I was willed to him.
Okay.
So I own Eric, and Eric owns me, and basically we toured three times, put our record out, got a lot of raves, got one bad review from